The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
You're welcome. Second day of 2024. Second Noble Truth. Delighted to be back with you this morning. I hope the practice was fruitful yesterday. Let's see what today brings. So we're starting this first series of the year on the Four Noble Truths. Returning to the root, as it were, to the basic frame that can hold all of the Buddha's teaching, most of the Buddha's teaching, discussing what's taught as the spiritual problem in Buddha Dharma, along with the Buddha's analysis of that problem, and then its the promise and possibility of freedom and the way to that freedom. It's inspiring for this one here. So let's begin with a meditation. Preparation for this meditation, as yesterday, is an image. So as you settle into your seat, or whatever is supporting you, beginning to feel stable. I would invite you to bring this image to mind. You can imagine that you're maybe standing, maybe seated next to a cool, clear lake. This lake is vast. It's broad, it's wide, and it's reflecting the open sky. And you're safely on the ground, but you're near the depths. This moment, you notice there is a weight in your pocket. And you reach in, finding three stones. Maybe different colors and textures. You can feel them in your hands and see them in your hands. Maybe they're warm from your body heat. And after appreciating them for a moment, you realize you don't need to hold them anymore. You extend your arm over the deep, cool water and slowly start turning your palm. Can feel the rock nudge, then slide, then disappear, dropping out of your hand and plunk into the water. You can watch them fade. And returning attention to your hands, feeling what was a weight is now an absence. Empty. Light. The time of this meditation, as we gently, kindly attend to the body, this body breathing, do we not need to hold anymore? What can be let go and offered to this vast, cool lake? Breathing in and breathing out. Letting go of what's extra. You may find that we're staying close to the senses. The senses without the added weight of reactions and involvement. I'm breathing and letting go. Making room for a welcome nothing. Being near the senses and letting go of what's extra. Letting go of what's extra. What do you notice about what's left behind? In these last minutes of the sitting, sensing, breathing. Having let go of what's extra, to appreciate the possibility within the absence. May all beings everywhere have the conditions to let go of what is extra, to let go of what's weary-making, making room for this absence, possibility. In peace. Thank you.